let me affectionately greet you and first of all find out about the language. Are you comfortable with English as a language? Ist auch für die Deutschsprachigen okay, sich auf Englisch kurz einzustellen? In India we learn that we start the day with a sadhana program, a program of spiritual exercises, which lies the foundation to our consciousness so that we can live in the spirit throughout the day. As yesterday during our little workshop, the goal of sadhana is to bring the practitioner into an inner space which is called variously Hridaya Akash or Dahara Akash. It's a space within the heart, a space in which the spiritual realization takes place. So during our little morning program, our peace meditation, we will try to consciously access or enter into this space with all of you, and we will end our program with a meditation which you find in various traditions like Hinduism and Buddhism, a compassion meditation which extends to all beings. So we will enter into our own sacred space and from there wish well, wish good to those in our immediate environment and also those on planet Earth. And you will see what that does to your consciousness. You will be open for others throughout the day. I would like to start with a little kirtan. We will sing Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Sita Ram. Wie im Workshop. I think you remember, or you know, but since we constantly have new guests, I will first do the first chant and then you kindly respond.
Sita Ram, Jai Jai.
sing, please try already consciously to connect to that heart space. Just bring your consciousness there and sing from the heart. Please sing now. Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jai Jai Ram Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jai Jai Ram. Everybody please. Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jai Jai Ram Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jai Jai Ram Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Ram,
Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. please sing together in one voice now. Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Ye Ye Ram. I had a friend who was, as we say in India, who has gone who was a yogi in the Himalayas and later came to Vrindavan, a holy town, and who once sat with us at the river Jamuna, it's a sacred river, for such a morning peace meditation. And he started his meditation program in an unexpected way. He told us that when he was a young man, he once went near Uttarkashi along the banks of the Ganga to visit some celebrated hermits, some, how would you say, yes, yogis. They were known in the areas as very advanced. It was a spring morning, and he went to their caves, and he saw them fighting. They were pulling each other's hair, and he went to them to separate them. And the one said, I just put my straw from the cave on which I rest on the ground. Sukumari, please make up your mind, would you like to sit, or it's more important if you sit. I spread the straw on which I sit in the morning sun so that it would air out a bit and dry. And then this other guy who lives next to me came from his bath in the Ganga with his wet feet and made the straw wet again. This is too much. Has he no decency? And the other yogi said, this is a lie. And they were now fighting with each other. This is what I saw, said my friend, who later became a yogi. And I was shocked. I was shocked that in the attempt of practicing yoga and becoming peaceful, the darkness around the heart had not gone. C.G. Jung, most of you are from Europe or America, not from India, you know him, he spoke of the shadow. Something which we like would not be there, but it is there. We like to be peaceful, meditating yogis, We like to be in contact with the flow of our prana. We like to be well-wishing towards everyone. We like to shower karuna or compassion to the world around us. But yet we are so easily irritated. We are so easily hurt. And our shadow, the shadow of our ego really, breaks through and gives us an uncomfortable feeling at others as well. So, my friend, we sat there on the river, and we all thought, oh yes, it's true, I also know what the shadow is, or what the avidya in Sanskrit is, and the raga and dvesha and all of that, the inner darkness is. He said, you must think very properly. Where does non-peacefulness start? Does it start when two countries declare war? Does it start when politicians talk their political talk? Or does it start somewhere else? Where is the starting point of aggression? And then he said, he gave the answer. It's in the inner darkness which surrounds the heart. Good morning. Welcome. No problem. We are just preparing our start. So. People are so much attentive to outer darkness. We feel uncomfortable, and therefore we put lanterns all over the place. In our houses we have electricity to make sure that we can confront the darkness when we have to go to the bathroom in the night. we are not happy when the sun sets in the winter at around 4 o'clock. We feel eerie when it rises only at 9 o'clock. We look for the sun and for the moon if the sun is not there. What is about the inner darkness? What do we do against that? The inner darkness which persists as long as our heart is not illuminated by love. It's love or bhakti which brings the shadow away so that the shadow flees comfortably. So I would like to make a peace meditation where you can hopefully I'm successful to bring you to the inner space. If you are kind upon me and have trust in me, I will bring you on a journey, and you will be very, very amazed that we start the journey by putting a little energy into our body. I have seen this in India many times, and I've recently seen it. I was invited to speak on the Olympia Stadium, and I met the yogi Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, perhaps you know, and he also did it with the whole stadium, and I thought, it's a very good thing. We need to first bring some energy into us so that our nadis are purified by that energy which flows. A lot of people have problems with blocked energies and blocked chakras. So we do something which is a little bit intensive in the morning. Please trust me. Afterwards, you will be able to access very deep states of your consciousness. But you will see it's a little energetic, so it doesn't look very peaceful. Trust me, it's necessary to go deeper. Sometimes when you have a rope and you want to swing forward, you first swing backwards. And Lao Tzu would say, the movement of the Tao is contradictory. Okay, do I have your trust? Good. I will just show you what we will do. It's called a very simple, in yoga terms, it's Bhastrika. Those Patrick will know it very well. He's the next yoga teacher who does something with us, something very yogic with us in the main tent. So you take your hands here, and you kindly see that your chest is opening. That's the idea. I guess, Sukumari, we will need a little fresh air for this one. We will close it. And then let me first explain. Bring your hands already kindly in the position. Then on an inhale, a forceful inhale, we will move our hands up. And it's good if you spread the hands like this. On an exhale, we will go down. Okay? And you should try to move the diaphragm in this. Do you know Zwerchfell in Deutsch? So, and remain meditatively, but give it your best, okay? So, and do it in the speed which I will show you, so that we do it in one, and then we have group energy that will be. I think the roof will very soon fly off to Hamburg. It's so intense. And after some time, I will say, bring your hands to the under the navel. Now the men put their left hand under the navel, and then the right hand over it. And the women, women have different energy channels. They put the right hand under the navel. It's just under the navel, and the left hand on top. Clear? Men, right over left, women, left over right. It has a reason, but I don't have time to explain. Okay. Everyone ready? And this joyful spirit, have a joyful spirit while you do this. Not, bring your minds to a joyful spirit. Okay, let's start. Go more down with the elbows. Yes. If you sweat, that's good. On the next inhale, let your hands flow down and breathe normally. Just notice the energy starting to move in your body. Just notice it. Don't evaluate it. Don't judge it. Just notice what is happening. Okay, we will do this 3 more times. Get into your intensive position. And again, remember to open your hands and close your hands. Open when you go up, closing when you go down. Kindly start now. kindly float your hands down. And again, just notice as the pranic energy rises. Even the bells gloriously celebrate how you start to get some energy. Deep inhales and a little longer exhales, a little, not one on two, just a little longer exhale. Okay, bring your arms kindly into the position again. Don't overdo it, but try to put energy if it as much as possible, and think of receiving energy while you do this. Think of letting the prana move in you. Okay, kindly start now. Good. Very peacefully relax and breathe. Very peacefully. In a little time, we will start the last time. This time, I request you to not do it with so much physical force, but just try to do it, although it is a forceful exercise, in a relaxed way. That means where you relax muscle force and just see, maybe, don't know how long you practice yoga, you will see that it is the prana which moves, or starts moving, or gives an inkling, an ahnung, that it is there and can move you. Not muscular force, but just, you can do it just very relaxed, and also more relaxed breathing, not so forceful, just gentle. Not so much sound will come, it's just something which will work. Net, a flowing thing, huh? Okay, kindly get into your position. Yes, excellent. Two more. Okay. And totally relax your breathing. We will do a simple exercise. Remain in this space, please, this peaceful space. Sukumari, close the door. We will start our meditation now. Very gently start to breathe now. Observe your breathing. Sit with your spine erect. If you have not yet done so, close your eyes. And on each exhale, relax your body more. As I speak, our goal is to become relaxed but incredibly aware. We do this in order to change our level of consciousness to a different level and access that heart space, that mystical, sacred inner space where we can find all our spiritual treasures. We have heard about the yoga zone, we have heard about the mystical movements of prana, we have heard about the nadis, most of which come from the heart and end in the heart. We will now go into that heart space. Start by relaxing your shoulders. On an exhale, relax your shoulders and the arms. You can almost imagine that during this meditation you give your body to the feeling of gravity, das Gefühl der Schwerkraft. How does it feel to just let your shoulders be in that gravitational force? That means you have no muscular activity. Even if there are tensions, by bringing your consciousness to these shoulders, which are very often our most tense part, will relax after some time. Relax the trunk of your body, den Rumpf. The bottom where you sit. The legs and feet. Now move up to your head, the neck, finally your facial muscles. Bring your attention now into the heart space. And from there, expand your consciousness and become aware of what surrounds you. first become aware of the air. To breathe the outside air into your body. It's first outside, and then it comes inside of you. All of us breathe from the same air. We eat on the same table of air. Now become aware of the sound. It's first outside of you, then it enters through your ears. Become aware of this process, outside, inside. Become aware of the garments which clothe you and which lie on your skin. You are different from these garments. Now bring your attention inside. Bring it to the heart space and try to feel how you, as the soul or Atman, are inside the body. The body surrounds you like that garment. The body surrounds you like the air and the sound. You are not the air. You are not the sound, you are not the garment, you are not the body. You are the soul who observes. When thoughts come, let them go. You are like a mountain. And the thoughts, like everything else, are just passing clouds. You are like a mountain, immovable, achala, asthita. The thoughts, like everything else, passing clouds only. Let them pass. They will be there after the meditation, if you still need them. The Eternal Soul does not know birth. The eternal soul does not know death. Coming and going of this body is only another cloud for the eternal soul. Is an eternal part of God. From this position now, we will do a simple sound meditation, chant the sacred syllable Ram, first bring your attention now to the bottom where you sit, and from there chant Ram. I will one time chant it alone. Stay in this meditational space and then we will sing or chant all together. Have your attention in the heart space and from there chant Ram. One time I will chant alone, then we will chant together. Ram. Now you need to just surrender yourself, give up your internal strings and just enter an ocean of divine sound. So please, no need to hesitate. Jump into the sound, into the golden river of sound, like a thirsty person or a dried out person and let the water do something with you. I would chant one time alone, bring your attention now into the river of sound. Let go of yourself, jump into the sound. Stay in that space, please. We will soon start to sing. We will offer the sound vibration of the sacred chant for the benefit of all others. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the great saint Prahlad. As a young person, his demoniac father Hiranyakashipu tried to first bring him away from the bhakti path. Then, when he was not successful, he threatened him. He brought a wild elephant to kill his son. He threw him into a ditch with poisonous snakes. He tried to burn him in the fire. He did everything, but Prahlad remained as stable as the mountain in his consciousness. He was not disturbed. Instead, he prayed this beautiful prayer for the benefit of his father and the benefit of planet Earth. There's so many unpacified people live. He prayed. Svastyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam. Svastyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam. Dhyayantu bhutani shivam mitodhya. Manasyabhadram vajata tadokshaye aveshyatam no matiyapyahaituki. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all the unpeaceful persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing the path of divine love, bhakti yoga. For if they accept bhakti in their heart, they will stay start to think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let all of us become absorbed in bhakti and enter the supreme transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain merged in thought of Him. With this consciousness that the peace extends outside to the world which needs it, let us sing now. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Madhava Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Oh!
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Everybody please in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare everything you got. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare I wish you a wonderful and very spiritual last day of your yoga festival. I'm grateful for having this session with such wonderful people as you. Just in conclusion, I would like to recommend to you a daily spiritual practice in the morning before you start your day. Maybe a combination of these aspects of yoga which can energize your body and let the pranas flow so that you're not blocked, and then something where you can enter the heart space. Bhakti is that path of opening the the heart to come to this Dahara Akash, this spiritual, mystical place, the sacred space, and then operate throughout the day with good energy and an open heart, and you will see how your life will begin to change in unexpected ways, and that you meet people all of a sudden. You come into situations which are arrangements, not situations which you had to struggle to bring about, but good arrangements for your progress. You will see that. I always say, before seeing the face of God, we will most probably see the hands of God, the arrangement. This combination of both energy things, like Hatha yoga practices, there are very good teachers available, and we will go now to a session in the tent, in the main tent, with one of those teachers. Now, so the combination of that, and then, you know, it's so important when we do yoga to not stop at a physical body, and just be content, even if we if the inner darkness or the shadow, these unwanted things, continue and persist. It's not good. Yoga is meant to go all the way. It is meant to really dispel, also auflösen in Deutsch, the inner darkness, or if you know, if you so want, the shadow which surrounds the heart, die das Herz umklammert hält, so that you can enter that zone here, that special spiritual place which is in the heart. That is important, and therefore it's very, very wonderful that now the yoga world becomes increasingly aware of bhakti. This is a Bhakti Summer Yoga Festival, Bhakti Yoga Summer Festival or something. please take this in your individual home practice, not just that we go for an inspiring yoga festival, then go home and nothing changes, and the, we say in German, der Alltag senkt sich hinein, that the daily life starts to influence us. No, start with a regular practice, and maybe visit good yoga instructors who can help you in these two areas, Hatha yoga, Bhakti yoga. So having said this, I wish you a wonderful day. I want to say two things. Immediately now we have 50 minutes to walk over to the and get a catch of fresh air. There will be a yoga session by Patrick Broom, very esteemed yoga teacher. It will be my first yoga session with him. I will also, but I've heard so much from his friends about him that I must come. And then let us not forget, there's more chanting throughout the day. I'm aware of two chanters with whom I became somehow a little bit closer. There's Narayani starting at 1 o'clock in the main tent, and then Brenda at 2:30. That is also available, so you can practice your chanting muscles a little bit more. I wish you the most wonderful day, and now let us stop so that we are not late for Patrick. Oh yeah.